Economics Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Maureen and I are chatting right now with John Williams of Shadow Stats and Rick Ackerman, a couple of very, very knowledgeable guys when it comes to economic issues. Economic, there's a new word. That's kind of what it's turning into, though. Economics. Boy, I got to tell you. Rick, you had a question for John at the end of the last hour, and that had to do with, well, rather than me try and interpret what that question was, why don't you ask it again, would you, bud?
Well, just we've got this supposedly improving picture of the job market, but the labor participation rate, the number of people who could work but are in this case not working, has fallen from 63.1% to 62.8%. So we've got a lot of able-bodied workers out there who, for one reason or another, are simply choosing not to work.
Well, what you say is really the key factor in the current environment. People are the reason people are not working is they can't find jobs. The economy is not as advertised, and what you're seeing in the way that the declining unemployment rate is a direct measure at the moment of that declining participation in the labor force, and it isn't. The people don't consider themselves no longer unemployed. They want jobs. They'll take jobs if they can get them. But increasingly, they're finding that they're not available. Your comments earlier about how you'd had a lot of anecdotal evidence that the economy's not recovering. I get the same thing. For example, what you see with the GDP reporting, which is probably the worst quality government statistic out there. According to the GDP, the economy started recovering in June of 2009 and is now more than 5% above where it was before the recession began. There's no other major economic series that shows that, which is usually a pretty good sign that there's a big problem with the GDP reporting. The problem with the GDP reporting is that they use too low a rate of inflation when they adjust the GDP for inflation. If you use a low rate of inflation, you get a stronger growth rate. And that's due to the way the numbers are reported. And if you adjust for that, what you'll see is instead of a plunge in the economy that you had a collapse into 2009 and then a rebound that just kept going, you never had the rebound. You've just been bottom bouncing. I showed that plot to a fellow he's got a large consumer-based company, and he said, you know, we used to be able to predict our sales based on the activity of the GDP, but it isn't working. And I showed him my plot. He said, yeah, that's what's happening to our sales. The GDP numbers are not real, and the unemployment numbers, the way they're designed, where the headline number just counts those who are out there actively in the marketplace right now looking for work because they haven't been able to, they haven't been so discouraged yet that they can't find work, that's very misleading. It's the drop in the headline unemployment rate is bad news here. It's not good news.
John, I'd be very interested in your take on some of the things that Professor Edgar Fage has put out. I'm assuming that you're familiar with his work, but in any case, yeah.
I didn't get the name.
Edgar Fage. He's a professor of economics, and he's got a pretty distinguished background. And he's written a book and done some interviews that in which he says that the shadow economy, the black, essentially black or gray area economy, is something like $2 trillion. So whenever I see these numbers that suggest that consumer spending is holding up really well, despite what you and I know and see, you know, the anecdotal side of it, it's always a puzzle to me. But if you believe that there is actually a $2 trillion economy out there that's not even paying taxes, then you begin to understand how the consumer economy could have held up as well as it has. And let me mention to you, since this will be, I'm sure, interesting to you as a statistician, the numbers that Fage uses are inferred from currency in circulation versus the amount of taxes that are paid on business. And, you know, his idea is that the reported, I think it's a huge percentage. It's like 40% of U.S. currency is held overseas. But he uses numbers from the New York Fed that are, he says, are confidential. But he says that you can infer that the number is really much smaller, that the currency floating outside of the U.S. is more like 25% of the total. And that right. leaves a lot of bucks that are unaccounted for in the U.S. He says that's all a shadow economy.
Well, the shadow economy, which is often referred to as an underground economy, to my knowledge, has never been accurately estimated. At least I haven't seen any accurate estimates on it. They actually try and build that into GDP estimates, but they just presume that it goes up and down with a broad economy. Measuring it by the currency in circulation is certainly an interesting approach, but if you look at it in recent years, the surge in currency in circulation generally has been tied to growing lack of confidence in the banking system, and a number of people finding they're not able to use credit cards the way they used to. We've been through some extraordinary times since 2008, and I would depending upon how much of it's weighted on the circumstances since then, I would suspect you might need a little adjustment to the numbers. I have no troubles with a $2 trillion estimate. That could well be. It's a question of how it's growing and how people handle it. I know people are using more cash, but again, that I think is more a matter of safety, not trusting their banks, so that it's I'll look at this gentleman's work and I'll get back to you, but I'm not familiar with it, and from what you've described, you know the issues with the size of the cash in circulation is a major issue. I mean, the currency in circulation is a big part of M1, and it used to be the big part of the monetary base. But the Fed has claimed that they don't know how much of that's outside the United States. More than 50% is yes, and I've heard you say 75%. I would believe 75%. I have no problems with that, but how does it vary month to month and over time? If they've got good numbers at the New York Fed, I wish they'd publish them.
John, I got one last question for you because we're getting out of time here. But we've only got a minute. Please keep that in mind. But tell our listeners a little bit about ShadowStats, would you?
Sure. ShadowStats.com is my website. I publish an electronic newsletter that's out weekly. We have a lot of information available for free to people who come to the website, including a report on the hyperinflation outlook, which gets into a lot of what's happened, where we're heading, estimates of where inflation, unemployment, and such really are, and as well as tracking the old M3 in terms of the broad money supply. Always happy to pick up subscribers, but anyone who wants to visit it, there's a lot to see.
And we'll put that very definitely in our favorite sites section. Shadow Stats is a great publication. Let me tell you, for some of you radio listeners who haven't heard of John before, he is probably one of the most respected guys in our industry. He is very, very bright, graduated from attended some great universities, taught at some great universities, generally one of the best economists around. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, you guys got to admit, John Walter Williams is one heck of an economist. I think that everything that he's saying is absolutely correct. As I said, I have followed this guy's work for probably a dozen or so years. I put a heck of a lot more credibility in what he says than what a lot of other people have to say. All right, we're going to venture into the realm of politics right now. Corey and I are continuing to speak actually with Rick Ackerman, but also Larry Amernick has joined us. Larry has been on the show before. He is the past president of the Technical Analyst Society of San Francisco. He's a very, very bright guy. We threw the question to him off mic about what's going on in the Middle East in terms of the actions of the United States. And I would have to just introduce this thing by saying a direct quote from an article entitled Obama's Secret Iran Detente. Basically, this article starts out by saying the Obama administration began softening sanctions on Iran after the election of Iran's new president in June, months before the current round of nuclear talks in Geneva or the historic phone call between the two leaders in September. Larry, I'm going to let you weigh in on this one first. To me, that smells to high heaven. What do you think?
Well, it's not so private or secret anymore. It's all out in the open right now. There's nothing secret anymore. Basically, Secretary of State Kerry had come to Israel this week and basically handed the Israelis sort of an fait accompli. This is what it was going to do, and you'll accept it. And basically, the State Department and the executive branch basically thought the Israelis would just swallow what's given and take their lumps. I don't think they understand the Israelis. They never have. And the Israelis have basically shown that they will look out for their own interests.
Well, what really surprised me about this is I don't really understand what Obama's strategy is here, what he's going towards, because all the stories that I've been reading is that they haven't made Iran give up anything, or they really haven't made progress there when it seemed to me like the U.S. held the upper hand. Maybe this is just another circumstance of the U.S. not being the world power that it once was, but I'm a little bit confused as to why Obama and even John Kerry would go ahead and make these deals that don't seem to have any benefit for the U.S. Rick, do you have any comments on this?
Well, I think Obama's actions are more easy to understand when you see him not as moving towards some solution, but essentially away from the threat posed by Iraq. This strikes me as very Europe 1930s, in that Europe was desperate to negotiate anything looking like a peace with Hitler. One interesting thing about what's going on in the Middle East right now is that it's separated the two camps into, number one, Europe and the U.S., who would do anything to avoid confronting Iran in any way, and it's made allies of Israel and, for one, Saudi Arabia, because the countries in the Middle East that are actually threatened by the things that Iran is doing, mainly developing nuclear weapons capability, it threatens them existentially. You know, they have a lot at stake, really. The U.S. can, as a luxury, as does Europe, of saying, you know, we'll just give the Iranians what they want, maybe it'll go away. But Netanyahu had stipulated that in order to, for Israel and for him to feel comfortable personally, that Iran would have to give up all its 20% enriched uranium. And keep in mind that once you get it enriched up to that level, the further enrichment that's necessary to make it weapons grade is not nearly as difficult as getting it to that 20% threshold. Well, Israel wanted to stop to that. They wanted the centrifuges removed from Iran and a couple of other things. And, of course, the peace that the Western world would negotiate with Iran doesn't include any of those things. So, you know, when Israel says, through Netanyahu, look, we're going to do what we've got to do, and we've got others on board for this, he's really talking about some traditional enemies like Saudi Arabia. So you can bet that the Israelis and the Saudis are working very closely right now to, I'm not going to use the word preempt the Iranian threat, but you can bet they've got something cooking.
Well, I know that we've got some very fairly strong words were exchanged between folks in the U.S. and folks in Saudi Arabia, and I can see why that's happening right now. Larry, how do you think this whole thing is going to shake out?
You know, the sands are always shifting in the Middle East, and the sands are shifting as we speak. Internally in Israel, politically, the country is actually more stable now because of the exoneration of Avigdor Lieberman, who will Sunday return as foreign minister. He's the Russian-born right-wing center party man who represents the great deal of the Russian population in Israel. And by his coming back into government as a strong figure,
is infuriating the Americans, but at the same time brings Israel much closer to Russia and China. In fact, Netanyahu will visit Putin in 2 weeks. So the sands are shifting, and we could actually have a different take on this whole situation 2 weeks from now.
You know, we could, but I got to tell you something I find interesting, just kind of going on, taking what you just said to the next step, and that is, I really don't understand where the administration in the United States is coming from. And let me give you a couple of examples. Okay, this is point number one. This is very, very interesting. Obama's secret detente, point number one. Point number two, you know, an out-and-out false statement by the administration regarding the Affordable Care Act. The president is caught on tape, on video, as not telling the truth, and they're, you know, worming around that one. Now we've got Vladimir Putin is out there really making some inroads in the international community. I mean, he's visiting the Pope. He's visiting with Netanyahu. Why are we somehow isolating ourselves in this whole situation? Either you or Rick.
Answer? We've got a very weak president. You know, he's isolationist in part because of his weakness, but it's also his political philosophy to just stay out of everybody's face. And I think that makes sense at a certain level. But given the real threat that exists right now, the possibility of war in the Middle East, you really can't disengage. No country can be an innocent bystander here, least of all the U.S.
If you add to the disaster of Obamacare with this and add the other factor that he's eviscerated the general officer corps of the U.S. military. In fact, there were articles today all over the web about this. It's a very consistent pattern of a traditional isolationist president in an area and era where we can't really be that. It goes against reality. And it will increase the chance of conflict that we'll be drawn into when we're not at the kind of advantage where we are now.
A couple of pretty scary opinions in my mind, anyway. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. Corey and I are going to be right back with Jeff Deist and Chris Temple.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You know, that interesting conversation with Larry Abernick and Rick Ackerman. You know, Corey, it's interesting, but you got a lot of very pissed off people in the United States right now about what's going on politically. And I think that the situation with Saudi Arabia and the United States and the quote unquote potentially secret agreements that the president made with Iran, boy, I'd say it's not making him look too good. But we got a real expert with us right now, Jeff Deist. You know, Jeff, you live, breathe, eat, sleep this stuff. And we were talking off mic a little bit about an article that was on The Hill entitled "Obama Grasps for Climate Strategy as Second Term Agenda Crumbles." You know, and the article brings out things like immigration reform, gun control legislation, the problem that the Affordable Care Act is having, et cetera, et cetera. And you feel very strongly that, you know, you brought up the fact that most presidents have a tumultuous second term, to say the least. But, you know, I got to tell you, what's going on right now with the president is I think a bit more than tumultuous. I think you perhaps feel a little more strongly than I do about the disaster of the Affordable Care Act. You want to chat about that a little bit?
It's monstrous. I mean, what is happening now with policies being canceled because they no longer make economic sense for the insurance companies? I mean, the latest number is something like 52 million Americans are going to be kicked off their existing coverage as a result of the changes mandated by Obamacare.
No, wait a minute. The president stood up in front of God and country and said, if you want to keep your policy, you can keep your policy.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of fun made of that, even by comedians like Colbert in the U.S. But I got to tell you, this is big. And it's getting bigger. Now, how does it compare to second-term scandals with other presidents? You know, you want to look at Iran-Contra, you want to look at Bill Clinton and Monica. It's hard to say, so there's certainly an element here, Al, where Americans just have a built-in fatigue when it comes to second-term presidents. There's something about 8 years. It's just too much. And at some point, you know, even a friendly media seems to start to turn. But this is so disastrous for so many Americans. And I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, it's not like there's all these new policies that are going to just pop up to fill the void and that are going to be priced, you know, even somewhat close to the old policies that people have lost. So I don't know how this shakes out. They can do whatever they want to the website. They can get the website functioning, let's say, in the next month correctly. I'm not sure that matters if when you get on the website, the only policies available to you are exponentially more expensive. You know, so that's sort of the second shoe to drop here is once the technical glitches get fixed, what is the reality of Obamacare going to look like for folks buying new insurance policies in 2014? You know, how much is that going to affect their bottom line? So I think this is a legitimate scandal. I think even the kid gloves that the U.S. media has had for Obama are starting to come off just because it's so bad, and even they can't sort of sugarcoat this. This is, I hope, going to be his legacy because he's a loathsome person, and Obamacare, the very concept of mandated insurance is terrible, and it's the exact opposite of what we need. So I hope that this wakes some people up, but I don't see how in the next couple months between now and, let's say, January, February of 2014, I don't see how people get insurance that's anywhere close to what they had before in terms of pricing.
What really gets me about this Obamacare issue here, guys, is that we seem to be focusing on the website rollout. And yes, that's been a disaster. But the whole crux of the issue here is people don't want this Obamacare in place. Before it even came out, something like 80% of U.S. citizens were happy with their current coverage. And now all of a sudden we're getting stories that are saying 20% are going to sign up who were not signed up or did not have health insurance, and that's just leaving a huge number of people completely uncovered. And what I'm reading is that these are the younger people, the people that need to be paying into this, or else there's going to be a huge deficit bottom line, which is further going to be another black eye on Obama, I believe. And this whole article that was posted on The Hill compared or at least considered a lot of domestic policy. But if you look abroad, Obama's foreign policy has been horrible too, wouldn't you say, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I know in the last segment you were talking about this latest sort of furtive deal with Iran that Netanyahu and the Israelis are so dead set against. But yes, there's no question that the rest of the world, the Putins of the world, the Angela Merkels of the world have viewed Obama as soft and weak, and in part that's because of our economic woes at home, but it's also in part because of his lack of leadership skills and because of his dissociation, or I should say he's sort of dislocated from the U.S. military as commander-in-chief. Obviously Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, neither of them would be my favorites for, you know, sort of the diplomatic face of America. So he's had a rough go of it, and we've got a black eye, and I think the rest of the world is seizing on this. I think Russia is, and I think China will, and we're going to have a reshuffling of global power, whether we like it or not.
That's a pretty dramatic statement. You know, what I'm finding to be interesting, Jeff, is Mr. Putin is certainly taking advantage of the situation. I mean, he's got a one-on-one meeting with the Pope. He's got a one-on-one meeting with Netanyahu. From a international reputation standpoint, I think our president is really almost a disaster. And I can't think of anybody in the recent past who has been this much of a disaster on the international scene. I think the reason this is going on is because he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's arrogant. And guys like Vladimir Putin, the Pope, Netanyahu, they're not going to put up with that crap.
Well, no, they're not. And they know that he's a lightweight. And they know that America is increasingly a paper tiger because we have a calamitous situation with our dollar, and that's really what backs our entire military complex. That's what, you know, makes us still, in some senses, the world's superpower. So there's no reason why they shouldn't be seizing on this, and hopefully we're going to move forward when Obama's done, and we're going to start thinking about the real problems this country has, and not trying to just use our military might or our inflated dollar to, you know, promote our interests around the world, but instead, you know, try to have real productivity, real markets, real American ingenuity, whether that's Silicon Valley, you know, hopefully a more realistic Wall Street, with real balance sheets instead of fantasy balance sheets, and a banking sector that's based on, you know, savings and capital instead of monetary growth, courtesy of the Fed. So we're a long way from where we need to be, Alan, and I think the troubles that Obama's having in his second terms are just, they're reflective of that, and they really show how deeply he has lost touch with reality, and most people on the left really have. I mean, he is completely unhinged from the economic realities that face him, and I think that's really what it means to be a liberal. It means to advocate things that have no basis in reality, and it means to never have to take responsibility for one's actions, because as long as they are quote-unquote well-intentioned, then it doesn't matter how much carnage the rest of us have to deal with. You know, it just matters that Obama and proponents of Obamacare, they just want to help poor people and uninsured folks get insurance. You know, and if they scorch the earth, it doesn't matter in their minds. It doesn't matter in the leftist mindset, because they believe, Al, that because they were trying to help, that it's okay. And in that sense, they're almost like children.
Yeah.
It's very childish. But the second term business, you know, have at it. Let's hope that this guy goes down in flames.
Gonna be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the final segment of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. The voice you're hearing is Jeff Deist, joining my buddies Al Corlin and Corey Fleck, my two golf buddies. Al, Corey, I want to talk to you a little bit and talk to our listeners a little bit about the recent off-year elections that we had here in the United States last week. Now, Corey, you're Canadian. Al, you're almost Canadian. I mean, come on, you live, you know, 5 miles. You can practically throw a rock and hit the Vancouver suburbs. But, you know, we had two gubernatorial elections in New Jersey. Chris Christie, a very popular governor in a blue state, a Republican, faced sort of a token opposition and defeated this woman handily. Here in Virginia, we had an identified sort of Tea Party right-wing candidate in Ken Cuccinelli go up against Terry McAuliffe. Now, if you guys recall, Terry McAuliffe was part of the Clinton White House in the 90s. He has been described as a Clinton bagman since, in the sense that he's raised money for both Bill and Hillary. He's gotten into a lot of misadventures in terms of so-called green energy, where he's really fleeced the taxpayers for his own benefit in a couple of different instances. And he's generally viewed as a very disreputable guy, kind of a loathsome guy. He's even sort of bragged about leaving his wife and their newborn to go off to a fundraiser one night, and this has become sort of lore where his wife was aghast that he was leaving. So we had this sort of Tea Party conservative guy against this Terry McAuliffe guy, and McAuliffe was winning by about 17 points. Ultimately, almost lost. Mr. Cuccinelli, the Tea Party candidate, got within a point or two at the very end, and this is viewed primarily as a referendum on Obamacare, which Terry McAuliffe has vociferously supported, and Ken Cuccinelli really went against in his ad. So I think both parties are viewing Obamacare as the bellwether issue for the 2014 midterm elections. So there's a lot going on, and the Virginia gubernatorial election was really perceived as sort of a national indicator. The New Jersey election with Chris Christie is viewed more in presidential terms. He is considered a very likely candidate to throw his hat in the ring for the Republican presidential nomination. And the question becomes, can he, a very popular moderate in what's a very Democratic state, can he go up against the Rand Pauls and the Ted Cruzes, who are more Tea Party flavored? So, you know, really we're at kind of a midpoint here between now and 2016. And Al, I'd really like to get your thoughts. I mean, you're kind of a conservative Republican voter. So from the West Coast, how does all this look? Do you see Chris Christie as somebody you could support, or are you completely fed up and you want a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz to really take the Republican Party to the Tea Party side?
Well, I personally am pretty fed up. And the reason I say that is a lot of things the Tea Party stands for are, you know, I agree with many and I disagree with some. I don't think the Tea Party at this moment in time could carry a national election. I really don't. I think that the press and others, I think, would crucify them, for lack of better terms. I'm not sure that Rand Paul is necessarily considered to fall into the camp of your typical Tea Party standard bearer. You know, when I think of the Tea Party, I think of, you know, some of the folks who you just mentioned. Unfortunately, for someone who's living on the West Coast, it's almost a moot point because Washington is consistently carried by Democrats. Oregon, because of the population centers, is consistently carried by Democrats, and the same is definitely true for California. So I would have to say that Chris Christie, could Al Corlin support him? I'd rather be voting for Rand Paul, quite frankly. And I've never met Rand. You know, I know his dad, as you know, a bit. But I think I appreciate, I'm assuming that Rand's philosophy is very similar to his dad's philosophy in the sense that he tells it like it is. And I don't see that among most politicians, Jeff.
You know, guys, well, if I could jump in right here, I think that Al kind of pointed out a point there that's saying that he doesn't think that the Tea Party can really carry a presidential election flag and carry it right through to the end. And it's something that, looking from the outside, I think there should be, or there can be, this almost amalgamation where it has many Tea Party ideas, but it also takes some other ideas from some of the other parties to maybe attract a few more voters rather than being almost another extreme, can kind of come in and bring together these people that realize that there's something wrong but don't want to vote for the polar opposite, or what should be the polar opposite. We all know that it isn't. And I think that could be a new trend in moving forward with U.S. politics.
Sure, and it's absurd in a country of 320 million people to only have two political parties. You know, I'm no fan of necessary parliamentary systems, but clearly we would be better off with multiple parties in America. I mean, the idea that there's no elected libertarians in national office or elected Green Party, Peace and Freedom Party, whatever party you want to say, is really quite absurd. And a part of that, Corey, is simply because our congressional districts in America have gotten way too large. If you go back to our original founding period, you know, and extrapolated the number of congressional representatives we had then to the population, I mean, we would have something like 10,000 members of Congress today. And, you know, you would live within a mile or two of your member of Congress. And so, you know, we'd have a very different makeup. But as it stands, we have these two rotten parties, and we have this system that really sort of eviscerates and emasculates political courage and sort of forces everybody into a mainstream middle position. And then, as a result, it really comes down to more of a personality or tribal conflict in national elections. In other words, it's not really about policy. If you look at Asian immigrants in America, I mean, by all rights, they should support a guy like Mitt Romney. I mean, they're very hardworking. The very first generation born in America to Asian immigrants tends to do exceedingly well, you know, educationally, financially, et cetera. Very hardworking, very family-oriented. But yet they view a guy like Mitt Romney as sort of this white Christian establishment. They view the GOP as a Christian party. And so they vote Democrat. So it has nothing to do with the policies of the professed policies of Mitt Romney, but more like, he's not our guy. He's not one of us. And that's really what American national elections come down to. It's very much a tribal thing. And from my perspective, Al, you know, as an anti-political libertarian, it's horrendously embarrassing for America that we elect these caricatures rather than, you know, just reasonably competent administrators, which is all president, for instance, should be. But, you know, I really think that the Tea Party is going to be tainted and continue to be tainted by the media in such a steady drumbeat, as we saw with the recent government shutdown, that by 2016, it's going to have lost a lot of its political force. So, you know, Al, I don't know where we go in terms of trying to get to move the GOP in a more libertarian or true conservative direction. I think that might be a lost cause at this point. But do you agree? Is this something where you say, hey, I'm going to throw my hands up and start voting libertarian or not voting at all? Or do you still see sort of a political way out?
You know, I think eventually people are going to get to the point where they're going to demand a change in the system of sorts. Is that going to be a very large, dramatic change? No, I don't think so. But I think the idea, perhaps, of the advent, for lack of better terms, of additional parties, I think is very possible. I mean, the approval rating right now of our contemporary politicians, be them Democrats or Republicans, is really, quite frankly, very low. I mean, the president's approval rating is absolutely in the toilet right now. I don't think he's going to get it back. There's some tremendous anger towards the administration. Sure, that bodes well for Republicans if they handle it properly. Will they handle it properly? I don't know. I don't have a lot of optimism in the short term. In the midterm and farther out, I got a lot of optimism, Jeff. I really do. But the polarity that exists politically in our country among the rank and file voters, to me, is not making America look good. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to be back with you again next week. And don't forget to listen to the daily editorials.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work, and the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.